Welcome back to the Zero to Hero podcast. I am your host, Denny Dumas, producer Carl. What's going on? Doing well. Another vlog entry with James and myself, my real estate business partner. This one is on list price strategy. So this is something where we feel like we have a competitive advantage in our industry. Being involved in real estate transactions on a daily basis really gives us a good insight into what is going on in the current market, and that is of ultra importance when picking a list price. Whether the market is flying like it was in 2016-17, or whether it's come back to a normal market like it is today in 2018 makes a big difference on what advice we are giving to sellers when we decide on a list price. I hope you enjoy it. Hope you get something out of it, and would love to hear your feedback. Hit me up on Instagram, denny.dumas.
Do we want it structured, or do we want it more just like
The way I'm looking at this is, let's explain. These are the four things that we're really, that we strongly look at. Yeah. How desirable is the property? What the market is doing, seasonal timing, seller urgency. So let's just say these are what we look at, and then we just give some examples. So I say, Danny, what would you do if it's a B property, mediocre listing, average listing, the seller is urgent, the market is transitioning, it's August. Would you price it at market, above or below? You know, so and then we just kind of go through that and see how that works.
Sounds good.
What do you think?
Like it.
Okay, so how about this? Do you want to go back? Yeah, you take a picture. You date that picture. Do you want to go back and when we're explaining the four things, should we just rotate?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
What do you need me to do here?
Okay, Sean, but let's see. We're good.
Can you see these mics?
Yes, that's a yes. That's a yes. But that's okay. I'm just trying to think here. Then you want to sit down, and I'll go over and sit down too.
Are you gonna have a cup?
I have a cup here.
I wasn't going to. I could. Yeah, I could. Is that out of the?
Yep, the place where it picks up is right about here.
I think it's okay to have the thing there, isn't it? Is that, or is that unprofessional?
Which thing? The mic?
Yeah, the mic. All right, well, you know what? I've been recording this whole time.
I'll show you what it looks like when I'm sitting down.
I think that's pretty good lighting.
It is really good.
I think that's...
I mean, you could even hide the microphone behind Denny's elbow.
Just, I don't know what the quality's like back there.
You know what? Microphone's not a big deal.
Save it.
So whatever it is, whether it's 3 minutes or 8 minutes, doesn't really matter.
Okay.
The hope is we do so many of these, it's we'll fine-tune it over time, not try to pretend we know what we're doing. Okay.
I've been practicing for this for the last few weeks, Jamie.
Yeah, you got this, man. You got this. How do you want our intro to be? Yeah, I mean, you spend more time thinking of intros these days.
Yeah, mine's pretty... I do the same thing every time for the podcast now, but... What is up? I don't know why. Okay, I always say that.
We'll do a different intro for
doing a little bit more professional.
Yeah, well, because we are sort of talking to the camera in a way, but not... Completely, yeah, we are sort of. Yeah, we are.
Should we?
All right, so how about I just start and we just see where it goes?
Okay.
And we do this a few times, we do it a few times.
Okay.
I feel like it needs to be just told to just sit a little light. Just to...
What are you saying, sir?
So when you're sitting down, it gets a bunch of the door inside of it.
Oh, it's close the door.
Maybe just close the door.
So that's better. Definitely close the door.
And oh, we can see the garbage can move.
It's slightly off center.
So if you tilt it just so it's getting a little bit more Denny's elbow in there?
I think that's a good idea. Mantle, that's kind of... Oh, you know what? I see what the problem is. It's this thing.
Should I put...
working some absolute vlog magic in the Garbage Demo office today. Check it out!
Don't worry, Sean. This is... You don't need... It's all visual, man. All visual, bro. All
cameraman
visual.
Cameraman Jamie. Man of many talents.
Lord of magic. There we go, man. There we go. Do you want a fern coming up behind you, Denny?
Yes, I do. Do we have any ferns?
That's not tall enough. Let's just leave the tree.
Beauty.
Let's block out some merchandise.
What?
Oh, good. There's a notepad. Oh, okay. Way better. I'm just gonna write the notepad. How's that, Sean? You like the tree? Is such a bad touch.
You can't even tell it's there.
You can't. Yeah, you can't tell. It's probably
simple. You know what would be really cool is if you actually put a small plant in front of the microphone and it disappears.
It's pink, though. It's pink.
You want white?
Here. Just that white between a fern.
Around
the fern. Okay. One.
Do you want the mic hidden?
They always say the mic's hidden in the plant.
Oh, yeah, that looks awesome.
Does it?
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. Yeah, you can't even see the microphone at all. That's awesome. Yep, no, the other one's hidden too.
Can you see that?
Nope, not at all. You can see the coffee cup. You want to maybe move the coffee cup towards James just a little bit?
This one?
Yeah, a little bit more. A little bit more. Perfect. It's higher now.
Can you guys see the mic?
Nope, not at all.
Okay.
Hello. Okay. How's up? How does this look, Sean?
Looks pretty damn good. Do you guys want to be faced? Yeah, no, that's...
How's this?
That's awesome. Let me know when you guys are ready.
We're never ready. Like, yeah. Just rock and roll.
Three,
oh, wait,
two.
Just you can just play it and we'll edit it back. Okay.
Rock and roll, Sean.
3, 2, 1, go.
Are we too far away or is it all right?
Do
you like it?
Okay, yep. One
second. Hi, folks. It's James Garvin. Denny Dumas here. We're doing a lovely video today talking about list price strategy. You know, we get asked, what should we price our home? And for us, there's a lot of factors to consider. So we're going to do our best attempt here to give you the things that we think about when we come up with a list price for a home. So, one, how desirable is the property? And let's come up with three categories here, A, Bs, and Cs. An A property would be a very desirable home, turnkey home on a top-tier street in a desirable neighborhood. There's not a lot of substitutes for this type of property. They don't come up often. So even in a down market, they're the most desirable option. A B property would be your average listing. You know, maybe it's a nice home on a busy street or a mediocre home on a quiet street. But it's your typical average listing. They're hot in a hot market. They're cold in a down market. And a C property is something that would be more of a niche property. Maybe it's a teardown, a fixer-upper, a busy street, but it has a major negative with it. Or it has a very niche buyer pool. So those are the three categories of properties that we consider when we come to pricing a home.
Next thing we're going to look at is what the market is doing for that specific type of property. And in the last couple of years, we've kind of seen all three of these markets. And one would be very hot, where demand is outweighing supply. Two would be a down market, which we are feeling a little bit this fall. Three would be a market in transition. Often happens late in the summer, July, August. Often happens late November into December, January. Then we'd be looking at seasonality as well, which Jamie will talk about.
Kind of covered it there, didn't we? Did we not?
I guess so.
Okay, a little bit. Well, season in real estate, there's a hot season, a cold season. In Vancouver, the hot season, it varies every year, but let's call it March, April, May, things pick up. May, June are hot. July, hit and miss. In a down market, in a soft market, July can be slow, but July is that transition month. And in a climbing market, every month is better than the last one. So we're kind of rambling on about different things here. Maybe we should, do you want to give us another go? Let's give us one more go, okay? But seasonality and hot and this,
you want me to try to keep it separate?
I think they're the same.
Okay, well, why don't I just talk a little bit more about that then?
Yeah. So maybe when we're talking about what the market's doing, mm-hmm. acknowledge, as you're talking about hot, down, and transitioning, that is seasonality in addition to a hot and cold market.
Okay.
So just acknowledge both. You can have a hot market where there's no seasonality because every month's better than the last,
yeah.
or a down market where there's a lot. Do you want to just push stop, Sean, and then push start?
Perfect. So just two things. One, watch your feet when you're hitting the ground because this floor vibrates like crazy. Shakes the camera. The other thing is James is doing a pretty good job with this. When he's not talking, he's looking at you. Maybe try doing the same at him or at the camera.
I'm trying to go back and forth.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Sean.
Ready? 3, 2.
Oh, wait. I want to see just 1 second. I just want to see how this is. Wait. Okay, that's good. You know what? All right.
I'm getting it all.
This you're is just going right.
This is good footage.
You're just raw dog. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I said raw dog, and I just probably not
say that. It's on the tape now.
3, 2, 1, go.
Hi, folks. It's James Garbutt and Denny Dumas here. Today, we're doing a video for you discussing list price strategy when it comes to pricing your home for the best outcome on the market. So, from this video, we want to do our best job at giving you advice for the different property types in the different market types and things that we think about before pricing a listing. So number one is how desirable the property is. And we'll come up with 3 categories here, A's, B's, and C's. An A property is a very desirable property. It is more rare. It is in top tier streets or neighborhoods. They don't come up often. And when they do come up, they tend to get a lot of interest. A B property is just your average listing. There's more availability of these listings. There's not a major negative, but they're also not the most rare property types of all. It could be a well kept home. Let's start over. One sec here. rambling on. We'll start over. I'm gonna clap at minute 10. All right. Hi folks, it's James Garbutt and Denny Dumas here. We're going to do a video today about list price strategy, the things that we think about before we price a home for the market. So, to break this down in a way that makes sense, we're going to try to come up with one second, Sean, I'm stumbling here. I don't know where to go. I've been all over the place. Everyone's different. Okay. What do we want to title this video? List price strategy?
I think that was the generic topic list, that we were that was thinking.
List yeah. price strategy. Strategy for pricing a listing. Or list price strategy for pricing a listing. Well, if you were to name it something on a blog post.
Let's say strategy for pricing a listing.
Yeah, okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
Hi folks, it's James Garbutt and Denny Dumas here. Today we're doing a video on strategies for pricing a listing. Our goal is to give you some advice, some feedback, and let you know what we think about when we're coming up with a list price for a property. So, one. First thing we ask ourselves is how desirable is this property? And when we're breaking this down, let's talk about A's, B's, and C's. A's are very desirable properties. There's not many of them. They're top tier neighborhoods or streets. They're more rare than other property types, and they're fairly desirable in almost any market. B's, let's call this your average listing. Maybe it's a nice home on a busy street, or a mediocre home on a mediocre quiet street, or your typical 2-bedroom, 2-bath condo. And C's, let's call that your less desirable properties or ones that have niche buyers. So this might be a teardown home, a fixer-upper, a very busy street, or a condo facing right into a SkyTrain. Whatever it is, it has a major negative or limited buyer pool for it. Denny?
The next thing we're going to look at is what is the market currently doing for that specific property. We'll also look at the seasonality of the business as a whole as well throughout the year. Seasonality meaning early in the year, we may look at pricing a home on the higher end because we've got lots of good market behind us in February, March, April. Towards the end of the summer, often the market slows, so we may need to be a little bit more aggressive if the seller's urgency is there. In terms of what the market is doing for that specific property, in the last couple of years, we've kind of seen a little bit of everything. We've seen climbing markets where each month is better than the last, and the seasonality of the year doesn't really come into effect. We are now seeing a little bit of a down market where properties that sold 3-4 months ago, we may not be able to reach those similar sale prices again. And We also see a transitioning market, which typically happens towards late summer in kind of a neutral non-climbing market, or late in the year, November, December.
Lastly, we look at seller's urgency. You know, if some sellers have to sell because they've bought and they have no other choice, other sellers have been holding a rental property for 20 years and may just want to test the market. So the seller's urgency will affect how aggressive our price point goes. We'll cut this part out. Let's start over the seller's urgency. Keep it rolling, Sean. Keep it rolling. We're just going to cut this out. Next, we're going to look at seller's urgency. So seller's urgency is our... One more. We're going to keep rolling with this. Next, we're going to look at seller's urgency. So seller's urgency... what am I talking about here? One sec here. Urgency, bought before sell. Okay. It's a really simple one, too. All right, Danny, put your head where it used to be at the moment in time before I screw this whole thing up.
I think I'm ready.
All right, I think I'm ready here. All right, next, we're going to look at seller's urgency. If a seller has bought and has to sell in a quick time frame, that's going to affect our decision on list price. Whereas if a seller is holding a 20-year rental and has no urgency at all, that's a different story. So, how desirable the property is, what the market's doing at the time, and how urgent is the seller. And when we come to our pricing suggestions, let's talk about just three simple options. You price it, and this is under the assumption that you have data that shows you a good idea of what the value is for the home because there's recent comparable sales. So under that assumption, you have the option of pricing it in line with the latest sale at market value. You have the option of pricing it 5% above market value, and you have the option of pricing it 5% below market value. And there's different reasons for doing all three. So let's try to give some examples here. Right now, we're doing this November 2018. It's a down market. Denny, I'm going to give you a scenario.
I like it.
Okay, you got a B property, 2-bed, 2-bath condo, generic, box in the sky, inside unit. They make tons of these. How do you price it right now? It's a 2-bed, 2-bath, let's call it 600K.
That type of property is still pretty active, but we definitely want to look at the seasonality, which is early to mid-November 2018. So our suggestion for a price or a sale that's going to happen this year is going to be at market value or slightly below. If you're pricing something that is generic that the market has slowed quite a bit for in the last 6 months above market value, you're likely going to have a frustrating experience, especially late in the year like we are now. And there's a good chance that that listing is going to roll over into the new year.
You know, I guess I failed to mention my urgency, didn't I?
You did.
That was a great answer, but what if I had to sell? What if I have no other option? I have to sell. What do you do in November 2018?
And we've got a couple of those right now, so we've been through this recently.
Hint, hint.
I mean, at market value is probably the highest that you'd want to go if you needed to move it in the next couple of weeks in this current market. But you're probably pricing just below market value, just below that last sale in order to try to get as much activity as possible in those first week or two.
Okay. Fire one my way. Give me a scenario.
Let's talk about what we experienced in 2016, 2017. I don't know if we'll ever see a market like that again, but... what we saw as a climbing market, it seemed like every sale was better than the last. So let's go with a C property, which is a non-desirable property or something really negative about it, in a climbing market like middle of 2016.
Do you want to give me a month just so I can put myself in the
moment? Let's say May.
Okay,
2016.
May.
We're just starting to see.
We've had
3 months of super activity.
And just to be clear, in May 2016, we were like bananas. Like we didn't know what was going on. The market was insane. So C property, this is a hot month we're talking about. Really, there's no point on pricing a C property below market value in a climbing market because it's always a risky strategy. Often C properties have a lot of negatives with it. Mm-hmm. You kind of want to tell people what to pay. In a May 2016 market, there's nothing available. Everything sells in 1 week. You tell people when it's going to sell. So in theory, if you priced it high and it didn't work out that week, you can take it off the market and give it another shot the next month or 2 weeks down the road. So for a C property in May 2016, I'd lean towards pricing it at market value with the intent of going for multiple offers and hoping it works out, or I'd price it 5% above market value under the expectation that the seller's willing to give us a couple months to try things out. Mm-hmm. So that would be less urgency would be the only reason for pricing it above. Otherwise, at market value is always a safe bet. All right. Another scenario, Danny. I'm going to give you a hard one.
Let's hear it.
January's around the corner.
Okay.
Everyone wants to list in January, but you have no clue what the market's going to do. Mm-hmm. You have an A property coming up. They want to list in January. You came off a weird fall.
Yep.
We're talking January 2019. A property. What do you do?
What's the seller's urgency?
Oh, seller's urgency. Jeez. You know what? Seller's going to give you time.
Okay.
You know, there's market ahead of them. They haven't bought because that means they would probably have bought in December, which is rare. So a more likely scenario is they want to relocate, and they have a little bit of time to do it because they don't know where they're going.
Typically, inventory is very low when we round the corner of a new year into January, February. When you've got an A-type property that is desirable in any market, and you don't really know what's going on yet that year because we're just coming off of December, Christmas time, and New Year's, our suggestion likely is price it a touch high, price it a little bit over some recent sales from the fall. Because we've got some time to work with early in the year, you've got a lot of good months ahead of you. And in this example, the sellers aren't in a rush to sell. So we'd likely be suggesting pricing just above market value and hoping that all the desirable factors of that property, still get you a good offer early on.
I think we should mention here, if the seller has urgency in any way, there's never a reason to price it above market value. You know, you can't mess around. Often seller urgency comes because they bought before they sold. And in that event, it is either pricing it at market value or below to get clean or multiple offers. Yeah. Fire one more scenario my way. You got one in mind?
Let's say we've had a typical spring where January, February, low inventory, March, April, May, a lot more comes onto the market. Usually those are very active months. And then we see June, July typically tend to slow down. So let's say we've got an anxious seller who maybe has bought or maybe is downsizing that is listing their B-type property. So a good home on a quiet street, maybe just not in the best neighborhood in the city. So late summer or early to late summer, B-type property, and they need to sell.
These are the anxious ones. let's assume you're talking about July 1st. We get that call July 1st, and they want to get it on the market. And we always get a little terrified of August because we have no clue what August is going to bring.
Yeah.
So if it's a B property, it's a transitioning market? Or
we had a typical spring that was active, and now we're just starting to feel a slowdown.
Okay. I'm going to say if there's a lot of competitive, if there's a lot of comparable inventory in the market for a B property in a July 1st market and the seller is urgent, I would price it 5% below market. If there's no inventory or if it's a mediocre listing, average listing, but there's very little competitors or competition out there for similar product in that neighborhood, in that price point, I would go at market. I would be nervous going at market at that time of the year. I'm always nervous that time of year going at market, but I typically make that call based on direct competition.
Yeah.
And if we priced it at market on a, say, after July 1st, we'd be talking about 2 weeks on market. If it doesn't work, we're going 5% below. I am scared of August markets when July's are slow. That's my answer. So to kind of sum up a few highlights, for a C property, the only time to price it high is in a climbing market that's strong and you have a lot of market behind you. So it might be early in the year and less urgency. C properties in a flat market or a down market usually at most need to be priced at market value because in a down market they hardly move and you're usually taking a big hit. B properties, well, seasonality is big.
For sure.
You know, seasonality and market timing is big. If you're early in the year and you don't have urgency, you can dance and try a higher price. But if you're urgent, don't mess around. Anytime there's urgency, don't go above market value. The A's, those are the tough ones for us, because sometimes you get an A that hits a home run out of the park with a massive sale price. So an A property in a climbing market, well, I mean, you can sometimes do anything. You can sometimes price those 5% below and get 20 offers. You can price them at market. Doesn't matter. You're getting a ton of offers. You can price them above and you get like 5 offers, but you're still getting a ton of offers. So I don't know. I hope that makes sense to you. Denny, anything you want to add?
No, that was a pretty good summary. I think we touched most of it there.
Thank you. Thanks for watching, guys. That's all for now. Cheers. How long was that, Sean?
It was just over 12 minutes.
Okay.
One thing I'll say, Denny,
yeah,
and you changed it quite a bit, actually, as you went through. When you're starting off and you're talking about the paper stuff, you said a lot of
I know. It's what I do.
The one thing I'm
trying to get is to stop it.
It's like giving a speech in public. Just slow it down. The slower you go, the more you can actually hear what you're saying, and I'll give you more time to think about it. Because when you got into further parts, you did awesome because you've done it so many times. You're easy to understand, and you didn't have to say, I'm not. You caught yourself.
The reality for this, just knowing how Danny's wired, he's going to watch himself, and he's going to adjust. He's going to watch himself, he's going to adjust. You know, like, I don't know, you just kind of do it, and you change over time.
Yeah,
I didn't notice it. Like, I don't think, I thought that was pretty good. I mean, it's long, but that's okay.
It's long.
The topic had to be at least 8 minutes if we got 12 there. Like, it couldn't, you can't cover a lot of scenarios in that.
You definitely got more comfortable as you went along.
Just, yeah.
Let's try to do
the only thing, like the summary maybe was too detailed.
Yeah.
Because we had already kind of done it.
And you know what? That might be noted for next time.
Yeah.
All right. What was the other one? Questions to ask them buy an older home.
Yeah. What to look at about an older home.
We could just ramble on and on about this one. Well, I definitely can. I don't want to dominate this conversation. So how about you talk about, do you want to talk about Strat and I talk about houses? Or should we just talk about?
I think that would be too long.
Let's just go houses. Old houses.
Even if I start with talking about, like, as you're walking through an older home through a showing, these are the things that are easily visible that you can see that maybe need updating or addressing.
So let's start with the basic.
Maybe talk more about, like, what's behind the walls and stuff like that that you wouldn't actually see.